You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason vetoed those changes the council voted for last week. The changes would have allowed the council president to appoint committee members and committees to elect their own chairs. The city council will vote on Tuesday to potentially override the veto. Kenosha County investigators are looking into a high-speed crash in Racine that injured six people. That's because a Racine County sheriff's deputy was trying to stop the speeding vehicle involved. One of the five teens injured remains in critical condition, while the driver, Salvador Coronado, is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Former Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw has written an op-ed supporting the upcoming school referendum. The district is requesting an additional $190 million over 5 years from taxpayers on the April 1st ballot. You can read Shaw's thoughts at racinecountyeye.com. Absentee ballots for that April 1st election were mailed out yesterday in many communities. Requests for those ballots will be accepted until March 27th at myvote.wui.gov. Early in-person voting will begin in most places March 18th. And protesters supporting Ukraine and Palestine rallied in Racine's Monument Square this week. About 150 people took part. A group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice organized the protest. They say they'll be holding future demonstrations at the busy Mount Pleasant intersection at Highway 20 and 31. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, aka With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, aka Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Eyre, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season 3. He added that the season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.